Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 9, 1894. 1894. Letters. Walling, May. Granville, Australia, September 27, 1894. Dear May, last Sabbath, Dr. Kellogg, Emily, and myself rode to Prospect Hill to meet with the church there. The church was dedicated the Sunday before. They insisted that I should give the dedicatory discourse, and I did so. The house was full. Some noble-looking people were present from Seven Hills. The church looked very pleasant and cheerful, with its decorations of evergreens, ferns, beautiful flowers, and very appropriate mottos. Brother and Sister Belden, Fanny Bolton, and myself rode out together. Brother McCullough prayed in the Spirit in behalf of all present as he dedicated the church to God, free of encumbrance of the debt. This season will be long remembered by all present. We had the assurance that the Lord God of hosts was in our midst. The service was very impressive. We have strong hopes that several more will take their stand for the truth. We feel highly gratified because there is a church to stand as a living witness to the fact that the seventh day is God's memorial to be sacredly observed, to keep ever fresh in memory the fact that God made the world by the hand of Jesus Christ in 6 days, and that he rested upon the seventh day, and sanctified and blessed the day upon which he rested. The school teacher at Pennant Hills, his wife and children, have taken their position upon the truth. He was convicted of the truth by reading Great Controversy and Thoughts on Daniel and Revelation. These books had been loaned to him with other works of mine, and he is now keeping the Sabbath, and with his family will soon receive baptism. We see that there is a large work to be done. On every side the Macedonian cry is heard, "Come over and help us," Acts 16, verse 9. But poverty of means and of workers hedges up the way. Brother Collins is now at work at Lightheart, trying to sell our smaller publications. While at Dora Creek, he found many excellent souls scattered all through that region. He was asked to take a part in a newly built little church near the sawmill, which we passed on our way to get the oranges. He said that he gave Bible readings, and that all were deeply interested. Those who have little money bought Steps to Christ and other small books. Here is another field to be worked, and we believe a church will be raised up if the right kind of labor is put forth. But poverty is found everywhere. Many would like to have the books who cannot purchase them, and I am going to create a fund so that those who cannot buy may have the books free of charge. If they cannot have the living preacher, they must have the silent messenger of truth. If you see those who would consider it a privilege to contribute to this fund, please accept and forward their donations. You may thus become a missionary in doing a good work. Tell the people that I invited them to aid me in this missionary project. I will invest $25 to start this fund. The Lord is soon to come, and oh, how few are being warned. How few are being placed in the living channel of light. We must all do what we can.